Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The former FDNY firefighter accused of running a red light, causing a fatal crash while under the influence, has been indicted. Armarla Diamond at Queens Criminal Court.
Dozens of family members and friends wearing Justice for Justin t-shirts applauded when court officers placed handcuffs on Michael Pena. Outside court, Diaz's brother, Franklin, thanked the district attorney.
He is a dangerous person who should never have been on these streets. And his act that night that killed my brother were the worst that could possibly happen.
Authorities say 23-year-old Justin Diaz was driving to his job at LaGuardia Airport in February when Pena, drunk, high, and going 83 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, T-boned Diaz's car at the intersection of Northern Boulevard and 107th Street. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Queens Criminal Court.
ICE says its agents arrested over 200 undocumented immigrants across the city and surrounding suburbs in the span of a week earlier this month. In a press release, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 206 people were detained during a so-called enhanced targeted immigration enforcement operation on criminal offenders, including alleged gang members. ICE says more than half of those arrested had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for crimes like murder, assault, arson, and sex crimes. Immigrant New Yorkers are healthier, on average, than their U.S.-born counterparts. That's the main finding today in a new report from the New York City Health Department. Average lifespan of an immigrant in the city, 83 and a half, compared to 79.9 for those born in the U.S. The report says immigrants are also less likely to smoke, have lower death rates for heart disease and cancer, even though they face barriers to accessing health care. That's another main point of the report. It's highlighting that immigrant adults are nearly twice as likely to lack access to health insurance and mental health care. Acting Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Morse says investing in health and well-being of immigrant New Yorkers helps our whole city and country thrive. It is officially legal to jaywalk in the city. Not that the previous law was stopping anyone before. Mayor Adams signed the change into law back in October. Before today, jaywalkers would have been fined up to $250, though police didn't hand out summonses often for that. In fact, the department issued only about 300 summonses for jaywalking in all of 2024. The updated DOT rules state it's no longer a punishable offense, but pedestrians are still encouraged to cross at marked crossing points. More than a half a dozen people at the hospital this morning after an apparent carbon monoxide incident at a multifamily home out of Long Island.
One of the residents, Angel Rodalis, was calling his mother and brother, checking on them as they were rushed to the hospital.
How are they?
I think they're good. I heard the
Something with the boiler happened, and yeah, the gas just went everywhere, and they're not feeling well.
Authorities say the oil burner malfunctioned, causing the carbon monoxide poisoning. 7 people rushed to the hospital, 2 with more serious injuries. The mother and brother of this young man expected to make a full recovery.
You could have been home. It could have been you. Talk about that.
I guess we had a sleepover plan, so I just stayed over there. So.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Brentwood, Long Island.
We're learning of a settlement between Artemi Panarin, MSG Sports, and a now former Rangers team employee. According to The Athletic, that employee accused Panarin of sexual assault in December of 2023, while the Rangers were on a road trip. The woman who traveled with the team met a dozen other players and staff at the team hotel. She claims it was there that Panarin took her phone, told her she could get it back in his room. According to the allegations, she tried to get it back and was pinned on his bed, where she managed to push him off, take her phone, and left. MSG says the matter has been resolved and couldn't comment or wouldn't comment any further. The Athletic says the woman left the Rangers last summer and in the process signed a non-disclosure agreement and no admission of wrongdoing clauses in both settlements. Manhattan Beer says the strike is over. Delivery workers in the city and in the nearby suburbs walked off the job on Tuesday. 600 union drivers. They service more than 15,000 bars, stores, and restaurants, so there was a lot of concern about what this could do impact. Those workers went on strike after they say Manhattan Beer reached out to them directly to try and build support for switching from a pension fund to a 401k plan. The National Labor Relations Board says it's investigating the allegation. They're the exclusive distributor, Manhattan Beer is, of Corona, Modelo, Heineken. They hold the distribution rights of some 300 brands. We're waiting to find out more about the agreement, but again, for now, the strike, we're told, is over. Do you have your real ID? The May 7th deadline is approaching, so you might want to make that dreaded trip to the DMV.
New York, the deadline is closing in, and you have just 3 weeks left to get yourself a real ID. The DMV's Director of Public Information, Walter McClure, breaking down what happens if you don't have one.
After May 7th, there's a good chance that you won't be able to get on a plane for domestic flight or federal facilities.
At the airport, passports, real and enhanced IDs can get you in, or even global entry-like programs. So, are New Yorkers on board with this real ID? Well, Gene says...
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, I gotta find the time to do it.
Your standard license will no longer be accepted past the deadline. Act fast. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There is nothing like opening up a box of Girl Scout cookies. And if you're away from home, far away from home, they can be extra special. In Nassau County, the Girl Scouts there will be packaging almost 65,000 boxes. And then they'll ship them out to U.S. military bases around the world and to first responders on the island.
We show appreciation. The Girl Scouts have a long history of partnering with servicemen and women and making sure that they feel a little taste of home no matter where they are.
Randy Bynum is the CEO of Girl Scouts of Nassau County. They've been shipping cookies overseas through a partnership with DHL since 2005. That includes bases in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Bahrain, Japan, and Germany, among others.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.